AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The year's first debate between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump was filled with all the fireworks that campaign watchers had predicted.
It started civilly enough.
Donald, it's good to be with you.
But it went straight downhill as Clinton challenged Trump over his tax returns.
There's something he's hiding. And we'll guess. We'll keep guessing at what it might be.
And he accused her of lying.
I will release my tax returns against my lawyer's wishes when she releases her 33,000 emails that have been deleted.
The two bickered over terrorism, trade, and race. Trump even argued with the moderator, NBC's Lester Holt. And in the end, the one thing they agreed on is they'll accept the election outcome. Mark Smith at the presidential debate, Hempstead, New York.
Trump's assessment of the debate afterward.
I thought it was a great success.
Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta says his candidate achieved her objectives.
She called him out on his trumped up trickle down economics the first half hour she owned. And he came unprepared and showed himself, I think, to actually lack the temperament to be commander in chief.
Dozens of demonstrators protesting the fatal police shooting of a 13-year-old black boy earlier this month brought a city council meeting in Columbus, Ohio, to a halt last night. They want an independent investigation into the case of Tyree King. He was shot by a white officer who said he thought the boy's BB gun was a real gun. Protesters also showed up at a Charlotte, North Carolina city council meeting, protesting the shooting death in that city of Keith Lamont Scott. The Reverend Raymond Johnson told the Citizens Forum that blacks are being treated unfairly by police.
I'm tired of preaching funerals for the young black men. I'm just so tired, and I'm sick and tired of being tired.
Taiwan is bracing for the arrival of a large typhoon with 100-mile-per-hour winds. This is AP Radio News. The Marlins got an emotional win over the Mets in the first game since the death of star pitcher Jose Fernandez.
D. Gordon led off the game with a home run to help set the tone for the Miami Marlins in an emotional 7-3 win over the New York Mets in the Marlins' first game since the death of star pitcher Jose Fernandez. The Marlins all wore number 16 Fernandez jerseys, and photo tributes of Fernandez on the scoreboard were played in between innings in a game dedicated to Fernandez, who died in a boating accident. Gordon took the first pitch of the game from a right-handed stance to mimic Fernandez before switching to the left side and hitting his first homer of the season and cried while circling the bases. Christopher Stock, Miami.
Well, students apparently weren't scared off by the new version of the SAT college entrance exam. The College Board says nearly 1.4 million high schoolers took the newly redesigned SAT between March and June. That's up 180,000 test takers over the same period last spring. I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.